Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a Macaholic?
All right, goddammit. I was doing some, and I was a little busy, goddammit, but I'm here now. I'm telling you, things are changing for me. Yeah. Now, I don't know if it's going to stay this way slow or not, but I'm going to stay down. I got a lot of students this semester, but my views are down. I don't know what's going on. But I did find some sites who pirated my shit. They're selling my shit for $30. And what I'm saying is motherfuckers be buying this shit thinking that they really, you know, they really getting my product, but what you gonna get is a bunch of questions. And who you gonna ask the questions to? The fucking pirates don't know shit about what I'm doing. So they ain't gonna be able to say shit to you. Now, think about this. The power of conversation combined with integrity added to a confident motherfucker is an unbeatable combination. I mean, there's quite a bit more that's going to be coming from Sidewalk University, from me and Sidewalk University. But technology is forcing me to deal, you know, with teaching on a tighter reins. Now, we had our first video conference, and some of the things that was, you know, difficult for the students to comprehend, I showed them various ways to accomplish their vision. Now, that was eye-opening for me because I believe implementing that is going to kind of keep the attendance a little higher, because this shit is way more difficult than even I thought to comprehend. It's way more mental. And if you're not a mental person, you're not going to mentally be able to accept these things. You're going to be able to physically hear them or read them, all the things, but you're not going to mentally get it. So what I'm saying to you is you're only part, even though you're spending pittance. You ain't getting shit from them pirates. You know, I was testing a lot of the shit out yesterday. But I'm telling you, I killed it. See, I'm on a mission, and by the end of this year, I'll have a tight-ass system down for the benefit of the motherfucking students who are worthy. I'm like the fucking Navy SEALs. You know, you're already hella good. But to be a SEAL, you got to be better than good. So what they do is try to break you. And if they can't break you, you qualify. As long as you do the things that you can supposed to do. So what I'm saying is, I put pressure on my students. I do. And the pressure I put on them is not vindictive type of pressure. I just put pressure that could bust a lead pipe on them. And I don't expect everyone who enrolled to actually stay. But the ones who do, they're going to walk with a different kind of pride. They're going to walk with the confidence you get when you know everything you do and think is on point. And I got to admit, those pirates that you get my shit from, that, you know, they're putting a dent in my motherfucking overhead, if that's the case. But they ain't hurting me. What I'm trying to get you to understand is that when you buy shit from a pirate, your questions that you gain from getting this information is going to go unanswered. And when you call me and I look you up, I ain't answering you because I already know motherfuckers buy my shit from pirates. In my course, just as my videos, are only part of what you need to get the most out of this. That's the reason for SWU. To get the details, you got to join SWU. Because on these videos, I be talking so fast about what the fuck I be talking about. It's like bullets from a Uzi. But this ain't no movie. Real-time abba-dabba is what I provide for you. But I'm not the one who will decide for you. Listen to my videos and get it as it comes, like real men do. If you get it, hey, that's why you listen to the video. But when you see you don't get it, you got to come fuck with me. Unless you want to fuck with a pirate. I mean, if you want to fuck with a pirate, a lot of people do. And I would imagine just buying a course is going to help you. But you ain't going to get what you would get from me. Where the fuck is your commitment to being a man? Where is it rated at? Do you feel you believe in yourself because you show you are someone to believe in? Or do you believe in yourself because you want to? See, a lot of you motherfucking 21st century males only have your goddamn desire or fake belief to make you believe in yourself. But nothing substantial can be gained by desires only. It takes physical effort and action to make any desire attainable. And that's what I'm about. That's what my shows is about. Attaining whatever you desire in life. Those pirates are only after a quick buck and they ain't qualified to answer anything. Graciousness is a big part of me. I know it don't seem like I'm a gracious person, but all you need to do is ask my goddamn woman. Because she thinks I'm much too generous with the things I make. I sell them too cheaply. There's no amount of money you could pay me that would be worth my fucking time. So I don't trip on how much I get. If you're gracious about what you do and you truly believe that you're supposed to share the true tenets of graciousness, you're rich beyond your wildest dreams. Most people equate generosity with fucking monetary things, and a lot of motherfuckers equate graciousness with what you give of yourself. And as you all know, I pour it all out on my videos, and I try to have 360 degrees of information on my tools in anything I do, really. Even if I need to do a little research, I will. Because that's how serious I am about being real. I think that is gracious as fuck. The other day I had this crazy woman on my video spouting out how much she don't see why a hoe needs to pay a pimp. You know, I get a lot of people who claim to not be interested in this abba-dabba cute. They'd be on my page spouting whatever their opinions are. And my question to all of you who are not interested in this Abba-Dabba Q, why do you come on a page where most statements and comments are on the Abba-Dabba and they're positive? And then you come on this page and spout how much you do not approve of it. Now, see, if I didn't approve of something, I wouldn't mess with it. Things aren't what they seem to be most times, especially when you're listening to a woman spout hatred. Women are opposite of what they say most of the time. The fact that this woman that I'm telling you about was so interested with questions and statements says a lot to the real fly conversationist like me. This does not puzzle me why she's doing this. Because I know that she really was not interested in me or the shit I talk, she wouldn't have no opinions on it. And if it did not interest her, I've said it before, but it demands repeating. When a woman is in an element she does not like or does not want to be in, she gets ghosts. But when she stays and partake in conversation, plus have statement after statement disclaiming something like this game, she is a potential hoe. That woman is a hoe and don't even know it. She was enthralled with each comment we made on the video. Every time a point was made that made sense to her, she ate it up and made up some kind of comment that was negative about it. But what you guys don't know is this is how you catch a broad. Man, I know if she listens to me, if she replies to my statements, and I'm talking about the goddamn weather, I can have baby. No matter what comment she makes, negative or positive, she's eating up what I'm saying. But she wouldn't talk to me. What real person who ain't interested in what you have to say spend an hour talking with you and people who are very interested in what you have to say? It's like the motherfucking bitch who don't want to leave but wants to keep talking to me after I've been told I'm a pimp. I don't fuck with squares. And she's already said she don't want to, was never home. Well, what the fuck are you sitting there talking to me for? And believe this, I call just about every motherfucking bitch who ever told me that. I try to be forward, and I stay forward thinking. And I say forward thinking things. And I could talk about shit I did a few years ago, but I learned long ago you can't win today's match with a score from yesterday's results. Everything must be current as I am. Now, you can take what I say and run with what I mean, or you can try to interpret it to a weaker version that all millennials can cope with. Pre-millennials try harder, but millennials feel they're smarter. I'm not pro or con for either. I just want all of us to motherfucking fulfill our destinies. Competition ain't dead. Wanting to be a winner is. Some of us just want to play. It's never too early and it's never too late to pursue your fucking ideas to the max. I sit back, relax, and let the day figure out how it's going to make money for me. The big thing about me, I'm not in competition with any of you. And aren't you fucking lucky that I'm not? It's just really and truly disappointing the way you motherfuckers represent yourself. What should we do? Nothing? Should we know what we possess and not share it? There's a major disconnect with fathers, big brothers, with the sons and their little brothers in the past 30 years or so. Some of it's the dad's fault. Some of it's the mom's fault. Some of it's society's fault. But none of it to stop you from experiencing what it feels like to be a man with purpose. My dog, Tay, who I stand by 190%, I don't know what's going on with him as far as his videos and shit. I ain't seen one from him for a while. But he do got that company. But he healthy and he doing good, so you will be hearing from him. But what I'm saying is, both of us are going to bring you the real. And no matter what, it's going to be up to you to accept and utilize it. Do you got themselves a favor and get on this roller coaster that I'm driving? It's scary as fuck. You ain't going to fall off the tracks, though. You know what's going to happen. You're going to get a little bit more comfortable when you find yourself speaking with a woman, and it's going to feel like that roller coaster. But if you accept this fucking test, then I'm very serious about it. I respect the hell out of the kind of women you're going to be talking to. But I stop short of vouching for them. So accepting the test means you're going to put it to the test to see if they're worthy of talking to. And if they're not, you're going to leave. If you can't do that, then you ain't in control of shit. You ain't in control of you. So it all depends on how you perceive these women and how they perceive you. That should show you how to talk to them. Now just do it, fellas. I'm telling you, just do it. Don't get the wrong idea. I want the best for all of you motherfuckers. Of course, I'm going to set you up with my products if I can. But in reality, I want you to win. I won't get a thing from you winning except the gratitude of a lot of young motherfuckers seeing themselves become men. And I got a big success ratio, and I see why you don't. Don't be afraid of stiff tests like the ones I provide you. I'm just saying, don't be so unsure of your conversation unless you test it and you see it's whack. Don't underestimate the power you have in your words. Test the shit for yourself. Don't care if you on the show when you call in today or tomorrow or the next time you call in. Don't care. That's part of the test. 610, what's up?
Bud, how you, man?
I'm good, brother. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm sitting back listening to your show, The Reasons for Success, and I just heard you a couple seconds talking about looking for what you want in a woman, like having standards. I don't mean to paraphrase, but having standards. And I remember a while ago you did a video about how women have womanly wow and how men should utilize and tap into their manly wow, so to speak. You know what I mean? And so I was thinking... Yeah, and I was thinking that kind of partners and go hand-in-hand with having standards and having the type of objective. Could you talk about that a little bit more? And I'll listen to the in the back.
Check it out, man. Having standards. You have to set standards, or whoever you're dealing with is going to go at the lowest, reach for the lowest standard to pass. Otherwise, if you don't set the bar high enough, the woman is not going to match what you want. And then you just out for pussy and you end up getting pussy whooped. You set right. standards so that these standards make you have principles. Otherwise, you don't want her to come with no rag on her head around you. You know, you want her to be semi-made up. She ain't got to have fucking makeup on 100. But... show that she care about herself whenever she around you. I mean, that's a standard.
Right.
So she come in, come to your house, she got a rag on her head, whatever, and you don't check her, then you're not setting the standard. You only told her or asked her to accept it. You got to set it. Look, baby, I didn't tell you not to come over here like this. You know, don't back to your house. Something like that. I ain't trying to be around you like this. And I ain't saying do it mean. I'm saying do it like this, your principle. And, you know, it's your principle because you never come around her looking, you know, shabby. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I appreciate that. Do you think that some of the troubles that, you know, our brothers be having is because of lack of standard or just a lack of an objective for a woman?
It's strictly because you don't have no standards or no boundaries. All you want is simplicity. That's all the average motherfucker wants. It's some pussy. I don't give a fuck what you say. It's all about getting the pussy. And I'm telling you, no matter how you go about it, that broad can see it. Unless you know how to talk to her. If you know how to talk to her and not at her, then you don't objectify her, and you don't make her feel that you're looking at her exquisite body sexually. You know, if you are looking at her body and you're looking at her legs, goddamn, do you do leg lifts or something? You got some pretty firm-looking legs. You know, I mean, you can say that, something like that, but, oh, girl, your legs look good. You know, you objectifying the bitch like that. So what I'm saying is, long as you know how to talk to her, you can say what the fuck you want to say. Just say it in the right way with the right intentions. And that's another thing. You got to have intentions. And intentions can be something as small as wanting her to smile at what you say. And then you ain't saying something funny or nothing. You just saying something that she really agrees with. And she smiles.
Right.
That your intent have been met. And when you meet your intentions, it gives you a boost. It pumps you up. And you're able to engage in that conversation more. So I'm saying this is all mental. And if you're not mentally making yourself accept these things, are you going to be doing this thinking them? And thinking something is not easily accepting it. You follow me?
I love it. I love it. I love it what you're saying. Let me drop one more on you, one more question on you, because you're giving it up. It's 24 carat right now. So we're looking at a person having lack of a standard or a lack of a objective. And does it kind of call, but does it also, to me, in my observation, it seems like it's an underestimation or taking it for granted, because when you said that you out for pussy, and the woman knows that, you know what I mean, sir? She can read that on, you know, she can read your intentions, your words, your actions, everything. And so it also seems like it'd be an underestimation of what you're giving off as well. You understand what I'm like? You can't read the room as far as what you're conveying. Am I correct with that?
Well, I can see that analogy, man, but you got to understand, just like you don't have to be reminded that you out for pussy. And then women don't have to be reminded that they out for some dick. But
that's right.
you will try to hide it and front it off by having some kind of fake-ass conversation that's all about sex, but you ain't mentioning sex. But, and baby, she'll front it off. Oh, yeah, she can be horny. So what I'm saying is you both out for the same thing, but you go about it totally different. Hers, if that's the case, don't turn you off or turn you on. It's just cool, you know, if she let it out like that. But she knows she can't let it out like that because she would be a dump truck. She would be a motherfucking bitch. I mean, dude's disrespect. So she tried to come at you by not coming at you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Otherwise, if she's a motherfucker that's going to straight give you some pussy, she going to act like she ain't going to give you no pussy so that you can converse at her to get her to okay. So what I'm saying is, if that broad is the broad you talking to, you coming at her is going to be okay. But most bras try to hide that shit. So when you come at them sounding like you trying to get some pussy, which they can tell from your hello, if that's where you're going, They put their guards. They put their guards up like a boxer. You know, and the boxer got his guards up. You can't jab in because he's blocking it. And they guards are up. They blocking everything you say. They making sure that what you say don't affect them, because they know they're trying to not look like a slut bitch.
Correct. Whereas the bitch, correct. Go ahead.
Whereas the bitch that you're talking to that's kind of forward, she knows she ain't no slut. So she just going to act this way, and you're going to see it, and y'all going home. And it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
This is how life goes. You got a whole different role to play. And you got to understand it. And since everything is about sex, that's the last thing got to come out your mouth. Or you're supposed to make her.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're supposed to make her think sexual things from what you say. You know, I just couldn't imagine spending a couple of hours in a rowboat with you. Who in the fuck go in rowboats? But she sure would know what the fuck you was saying when you said that. So going in a rowboat, she ain't really thinking about that. She thinking about the 2 hours.
Correct.
You gotta talk to them indirectly and give them enough for their mind, their fertile mind, to finish off the thought. And they're going to always go to sex because that's what they're looking for, just like you.
Just like you, in a human nature, in a very human and real way.
Yeah,
I love what you're saying, man. Because,
you're giving her an opportunity to think things. Use her imagination as you're talking to her. Man, I bet he would be fun. I mean, if you just telling a girl, I want to take you in, she ain't real. That ain't nothing. But just talking about doing something with her, that is something. You know, it could be shooting marbles. I mean, shit. I'm not saying what you need to say to her. I'm just saying you need to have this approach, and you'll see how much more action you get.
I appreciate you, man, and I like what you said as far as two people trying to come to the same point, but just different operation systems. And I think if a man can appreciate that about a woman, understand that about himself and a woman, and like you said, the difference. But you said, coming to the same point, like you said, it'll go a lot further. I appreciate you, Rosebud. I'm listening. I'm gonna hang up. Let somebody rock. Keep doing what you're doing. 1,000 salutes to you.
You know it, brother. Thank you. 917, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening with you, OG?
Nothing, what's happening?
Hey, man, I want to know, bud, man, you ever had a hoe, man, that just wanted to be your hoe and she don't want to be your woman?
Yeah.
How do you deal with that, man? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I may not see the way around now.
Listen, you already answered that question for yourself. Quit being so goddamn scary. The bitch don't want to have no relationship, but she want to pay you. Get paid. That's how you handle it.
Right.
And the more you do that, she going to start liking you.
Right.
You guys don't understand, bitches. They be saying damn near the opposite of what they think. So when she says she don't want a relationship, just know for sure the bitch been in one and been fucked over and she thinks she at risk. So all you do is say, all right, baby, and don't want to fuck her, don't none of that shit, but just do some serious pimping. Buy the bitch something, you know what I'm saying? Let her see she ain't just paying you for nothing. And before you know it, she going to be liking
you.
And she's a hoe, so it ain't about pussy with her. It's about her feeling. It's about her emotions. It's about is she going to get drugged through all that. And you got to let the bitch know, because you see all this, that you ain't finna take her through this shit. I'm gonna let you be cool, baby. However you wanna do it. As long as you go get my money with no problems.
Right.
You talk to her like that, she gonna be pimping in you, and she gonna start creaming. But anytime you talk about that other bullshit, baby, you know, I like you, but look, I don't really want no relationship, but I'll pay you. Oh, okay, baby, you saving me some work. Shit, that's cool. She gonna love that. She gonna love that, man.
Mm-hmm.
That other shit turn her off. She a hoe. And she willing to get pissed on. So you supposed to pimp on her. And while you doing it, you up close and personal with this bitch, and she getting to see all your moves, and she getting to hear where you coming from, and 2 weeks in, her pussy is dripping when you come around. Period. That's how you play them. Let me get this other caller, bro. 839, what's up?
Hey, man, I got a question about the topic.
Come on.
All right, yeah, I got a woman that proclaimed that she's not a hoe or whatever, but she's paying me. And she sent me a text early this morning saying, can you not take all my money this week because I got blase going on. I never told her what I needed or anything. But like you said before, like she's saying she must be saying something that she doesn't want me to do. I don't know.
She asking you. You saying she paying you selling pussy, or she just paying you giving her money?
She's just paying me giving me her money. She works a job or whatever.
Well, what I'm saying, man, you guys are crazy to me, man. You say some shit like that. A bitch paying you, go out every motherfucking day and bring you some money. If you got a bitch that got a job that can give you some money when she get paid, you just got a broad you charging.
Right, but she texts me and say that, you know, can you not take all my money like I asked her for
the money? Listen to me, man. Why the fuck don't you tell that bitch, or why didn't you tell the bitch? Girl, keep all your money. You ain't got to be giving me no money when you got bills and shit, but when you can stand it, I need it. Why'd you tell her something like that?
That's some smooth shit to say. I didn't think of that.
Because you guys let situations stop you from thinking. The bitch ain't no hoe. She giving you some money. So what do that mean to you?
Yeah, you want to fuck with me real bad.
Hey, that's all it means. So why is she worth fucking? What, you don't want to fuck with her?
I do. I
didn't ask you nothing else. I asked you if you wanted to fuck with her or not. You said you do.
Yeah.
So then why don't you learn how to fuck with a bitch?
Yes.
You're supposed to be paying attention to her. And you're supposed to be knowing good and well this bitch is giving you her hard-earned. She got kids?
Nah, she ain't got no kids.
Okay, she giving you her hard-earned money, every dime over what she needs, and she even shorting herself. So what I'm saying is, somebody doing all that deserves something in return, don't they?
You're right.
So what can give her in return better than what she asked?
I try to cook her meals, you know, take out...
Man, fuck
stuff like that,
man. Fuck that. What I'm saying is this. The best thing to give her is something she asked for.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is you're supposed to be thinking ahead. You don't supposed to be thinking at the same time as the bitch.
Right.
You're supposed to be thinking ahead. And you do that by knowing what you can do to make her feel better, if that's the case. Make her do better. Make her see you in a better way. You got to be able to do that or she ain't. So what I'm saying is, you already see she being cool with you and shit, breaking you off. You ain't even asking for the shit. And the bitch say, can you not take all the money this week? I need woo-woo.
Exactly.
What I'm saying, you're supposed to say, girl, you ain't got to break. You ain't even got to give me none of your money this week if you need it.
All right.
And she gonna say, really? And girl, who the fuck you think I am? I'm looking out for you like you're looking out for me. You're supposed to turn that shit around. So it's all about you being generous, not her being generous, giving you the money. You flip
Damn
shit.
Real.
You got to think. When you do it like that, she going to break her neck to give you the rest. Every time. Every time. And then you're supposed to implement that every so often. Girl, I know you've been breaking me off, so shit, here, take this. Or tell her you don't need her money this week. It would be best for you let's say she's been giving you 300-400 or whatever, and you save 2 or 3 of them to the side, and then give her 400 one day. Just say, look, go get some shit you've been lacking. That's going to keep her wanting to give it to you. Why? Because you're looking out for her.
Well, exactly.
She don't give a fuck she giving you all her money.
I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. She basically, I don't even ask.
Well, man, just because you don't ask don't mean you ain't supposed to act.
Right.
You see what's going on, so you got ABPs, bro. Always be playing or you're going to get played.
Damn real.
All right, man.
Much respect, man. Much respect.
You know it. Hey, you guys, the thing about me is you don't have to catch me at the right time. You can just kick it with me straight out, period. Tell me what it is right now. And I keep telling you motherfuckers, I'm a think it, do it, dude. It don't take me no long time to think about something. I don't know if I told you guys, but I didn't tell y'all. Computers were invented because motherfuckers, some think tank motherfuckers, was trying to see if they can make a machine think fast as a brain could think. We think using 10% of our brain. What if we use the other 90%? That's what they were thinking. And they started fucking around with the computer, and they was doing everything they knew to make it be really fast. But what they came up with is you have to eliminate all the clutter in a person's mind. Otherwise, that's why the computer is programmed with ones and zeros. You start here and you get there. There's no in-between. Now, what I'm saying is think about you. If you think about crossing the street, the next thought is you don't want to get ran over. You know some other people that got ran over. This is a whole bunch of – you think of a whole bunch of shit that's going to make you not make that move right now. Bam. And that's why I think you do it. I'm making my move as quickly as possible. And there's nothing any one of you guys could ask me that's going to take me longer than 1 or 2 seconds to come up with the answer. And I doubt if it ever is 2. Period. I think fast. And I think fast because I'm not scared of what I think. I know I'm thinking selfishly. I know it. And I'm thinking for me. For whatever person I'm fucking with, I'm thinking for them too. But shit. What I'm saying is, I have a success ratio that I want to increase. I'm talking about in my school. And you have to test shit. You know, your conversation. You know, your whatever you say you believe in. You got to test it. You got to test it in yourself. And you don't care. You are on the goddamn show when you call in. You still speak up and you talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. This is all to see if you could be this way. You say you can, but can you? I don't know. You don't either because you don't try shit. Simply test yourself and allow me to critique and show you pointers in how you deal with conversation because that's what I be doing. When you get at women, you should have an objective, and your objective should be to make her feel as if you're simply talking to her. You ain't hitting on her. You ain't trying to direct her no motherfucking where except to your bedroom, but she don't know that because you don't sound like that's what you're doing. But you're being appealing, and then the way you're talking is engaging her. And before you know it, you're going to say something with a little humor in it, and which is key. Humor, laughter is it. It'll take her there, not to tell her jokes, but to just say something that she just finds funny. And it's all about knowing what to say about anything she says. That's all it takes. If you listen to some of my past shows where I be talking to broads, you'll see how I handle my conversation. Them be alpha women. They ain't scared to talk, but they will shut their fucking mouth if they talking to an alpha dude. Period. And I don't have to say nothing strong or harsh unless I really feel I need to. But if you do go to one of those shows, just listen to how real women who are out and about think of dudes. Hear what they think of dudes like you. They are not being mean or nasty. They just don't like dudes like you. Dudes who hit on them. Dudes who hit on every bitch that they talk to. Dudes that don't have no conversation to relax the bitch. Dudes that just don't know shit about conversation. They don't have no animation in them. They're just stiff as fuck. You know what I'm talking about. Come on, man. If the bitch knew what she was talking about, you wouldn't need to talk to her. They pussies get wet thinking about what they do if they had a real motherfucker like me lying next to them. Because they find out all about me before I fuck them. They find out that I'm in control of myself. They find out that I know what to say. I'm a dude to take the ball running. I'm not a motherfucker that has to be explained what to do. I'm just saying all the things that they like, I got. And the reason I got it is because I knew how to fucking learn. I told you when I turned out, it took me 2 years to catch my second hoe. I don't want to put words in the bitch mouth. But they admit to hunting just as you do. And you want to know what? You and them both fail miserably. You fail when you hunt because you're cellophane and they can see through you. And they fail when they hunt because they're looking for real men in the land of boys. Now, what the fuck are you going to do? Do you even know what your purpose is? Are you even trying to pursue what your purpose might be? You got to be hungry. As a child, I was always inspired by the unconditional lovers, hustlers, and go-getters, the people who raised me. One of my heroes and teachers who I studied relentlessly, and I applied some of his shit to this day, pursued his passions, and he raised a mighty fucking nation from his vision, his mission, and action. So salute to the fabulous motherfucker who would become King Shaka Zulu, the great Ama Zulu Nation. He had a purpose. I got a purpose. What's your fucking purpose? What will you leave once your time on earth is up? I'm counting my blessings, and I didn't run out of fingers. So now I'm counting on my toes. So far, I got 16 blessings that I have received for my dedication to my beliefs. I made my choices, and I have no one to blame except myself if I fail. Likewise for my successes. I have no one to complain to except myself. You know, my women, they be worrying about me, and for good reason. They be loving my ass. And I'm the kind of person that don't stop coming up with ideas. I done wrote 21 novels. I done invented 3 dope-ass games. And I got 5 projects going at the same time right now. Each one of them motherfuckers, when I thought of it, I felt it was a hella good idea. And when I actually finished it, each fucking time, I knew this one was it. This is going to take me there. All my projects, all the projects I've made available make money. But not like I really wanted to. You know, I get excited when I complete a motherfucking project. And I seriously believe each project I complete has a chance to be it. And I think it's better than the last one. So, you know, my women, they just don't want me to get too down, you know, when I come to the realization that this might not be the one. Because I'll show be down. I'll be sad as fuck. But I'll be down in the dust until the light bulb come on in my head about, you know, or in my mind about some other project, then it's on the cracking like nothing happened. Period. And I said that to say this. I got that single mother's book, Single Mother, He's Your Son. And for some reason, God damn it, that's Paul. What is it, Paul?
You know it's me. What's happening?
I can recognize your number, man. What's up?
Hey, the last time I called you, I told you that bitch was coming in from Texas, man. She done came already. She done fucked up. And I had to send her back, man. You ever had some shit happen to you like that?
Hey, no, because if she comes and fuck up, she get back on her own. I ain't responsible for none of that.
Oh, no, I ain't paid for nothing, but the bitch stole my wallet. She got mad that I kicked her out. The bitch stole my wallet.
All right, man. That's what kind of bitch you is fucking with. What you want me to say?
Yeah, that's some fucked up shit, man.
It is, I didn't have shit stolen from me. So, you know, fuck it.
Man, she came up here, she paid for the date, all kind of shit. I didn't think she was that kind of bitch. I think she just was mad. She ain't used none of my credit cards or nothing. I think she was just mad type shit.
Maybe, man. But, nigga, I don't really want to talk about no bitch being mad at you. You ain't got nothing else? You ain't got nothing else you want?
Yeah, I got something else, man. How you fuck with a turnout?
How you fuck with a turnout?
Yeah.
Like giving us a motherfucking game.
Well, shit, a bitch ain't doing... Okay, all right. Well, I gotta make
sure. Hey, man, everybody starts somewhere, man. You ain't gotta hold that bitch in. If she wanna do some hoeing, send her out there. She'll get it.
Gotcha.
All right, man, be cool.
All right,
now check this out. I'm just would really like to be an author that's appreciated. You motherfuckers need to get my books. They e-books, they very inexpensive, under $10. Then you'd be helping the brother out. I need to sell my fucking books. Now, I really didn't, if that's the case, wait for this book to come to me. But since I continually come up with ideas, and I don't believe anything's been invented that's going to stop me. I just came up with this idea talking to a brother on the doggone, on one of my shows. But a lot of women unintentionally turn you guys into the kind of guys you are. Afraid to talk to women, give them way too much respect. And what I'm saying is when it comes time to being the man, you choose to be male. You don't want to be the man. You want to be male. And that, my friend, is one of the big reasons my women loves my black ass, because I'm being the man. This shit, you guys just don't realize, it's giving the game a black eye for the disgusting way, you know, you motherfuckers in the streets be acting. You know, the country is responding to our problems in our communities, and they putting all street hustling together. Now they say pimps are no better than sex traffickers. I mean, I would imagine there's some pimp that puts hoes on dope. 754, what's going on?
Hey, man. How's everything been with you, brother?
Everything is good. Are you on a speaker?
No, not anymore. If I was.
All right, come on. What's up?
Shit, man. You know, everything cool, man. I was just doing my thing at work yesterday and had a broad, you know, she liked what she saw, I guess. So she started kicking it, and then, you know, I got her number and stuff. So then, I called her up. talked to her for a minute, and I joked around, you know, because she was fine. You know, I said, you must be an OnlyFans actress or something, you know?
Bro, what's your question?
Turned around and fooled me.
What's your question, man?
What's
your question?
Oh, my question is, my question was, if you missed that first call when they hit you or whatever time you knew that would be the time that you missed it, is there any, you think it's a chance of trying to really get what she was looking for? Give her what she was looking for?
Bro, let me see if I understand you. You saying you met somebody, kicked it with her, blah, blah, blah. You called her or she called you?
Well, she actually texted me. You know, I just knew that I was going to get a signal that night. And I got tired. I'm like, shit, I'm about to get some rest. So then I got some rest, and then that's when she hit me. So I slept right through it. So then I'm like, shit, man, you know, I wasn't tripping when I woke up. I'm just like, shit, I don't know. I probably missed the opportunity with that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because I tried to text.
Why you think you missed the opportunity? Because you didn't answer the phone.
I guess because it was the first time.
You could have just as easily thought, man, I missed that call. Baby really want to talk to me now. You could have just as easily thought that.
That's true.
So I'm asking you, why you think the other bullshit?
That's what I already have programmed myself to think. Like, you know,
now it's
gonna come,
bro,
but if I don't get it, it's not.
Bro, you can't learn nothing if you gotta talk. What I'm saying is now you thinking, because you programmed yourself to think like that. Think it, it's gonna happen, because you bring that kind of karma around yourself. That bitch could be fucking excited, or could have been excited about talking to you. But did you talk to her since then?
Nope.
So you saying there's been no communication between you and her since she called and missed you?
Yeah.
And, of course, that's on her, huh?
Yeah, she missed out. I mean, you know.
What? No, man. You guys are so full of shit. Why the fuck didn't you call her? Why you didn't
call her back?
Why you heard me, man? Why you didn't call her back?
I did.
You just said you didn't.
I called her the last time?
No, man. I'm talking about after she called and missed you. You said you didn't talk to her no more.
I called her back, yes. No,
well,
I haven't. I called her, though.
But you haven't
talked
to her.
I didn't talk to her, though.
So why you didn't call her back?
That's what I'm thinking now. Like, maybe I should hold back. She know I called, so...
Hey, man, I didn't say nothing about holding back. I said why you didn't call her back, why you haven't tried to contact her. All you did was call her back and she didn't answer. What, that mean you ain't supposed to catch her?
No.
So then why didn't you call her back?
I guess I'm being scared. If you was to say it.
Hey, don't guess. You know good and well you just scared. You know it and I know it, so ain't no sense in trying to fake it, bro. So why are you scared? Why the fuck are you scared?
I don't want to mess things up because I'm at work. So I'm
okay.
Trying to play it cool.
Well, call her while you're at work, bro. You're lying to me and I don't want to talk no more. You ain't got to call her while you're at work. So you can't use that as an excuse. What I'm saying is you ain't calling her because you're a scary-ass brother. Period. That's all it is. And until you quit being so goddamn scary, and the reason you're scary for your information is that you lie to yourself so goddamn much you don't believe nothing the fuck you say. You don't believe nothing you think. That's why you're so scared to talk. You think you might fuck up. Man, you full of shit, man. Or you better bring your ass to Sidewalk University. See, I show you all that shit. That's what's happening.
Bet.
Be cool. Hey, so, I was saying how they were saying pimps are no better than sex traffickers. Now, I ain't saying who's better. But I'm saying there is a such thing as sex traffickers, and there is a such thing as pimps. So if you want to put them together, then you're going to be explaining something wrong to those people that's potential victims. Because I ain't never seen a pimp that fucking want to have four or five bitches chained to a bed, feeding them dope, and they just got to, they can get disconnected when some tricks or whatever is coming. I ain't never seen that with pimps. But I have seen that with fucking sex traffickers. I ain't never seen no bitch looking like the living dead or the walking dead or whoever they are because they being malnourished and they being fed and shit. But I have seen sex traffickers do that shit. Hey, private number, who are you, man? What's up?
What's up, Buzz D? Cold-blooded to women like seagull poop and Alcatraz, bro.
Hey, man, I don't want to hear that goddamn bullshit. Can you... ask me a question.
What music do you like to use to get pumped up before you go out?
I listen to jazz, man.
Okay, I listen to the fucking Bar Case Hit and Run. You will just
have hey, bro, I gotta go, man. You bullshit.
Was
hey, so what I'm saying is this. I remember, and it's still the same today, where hoes were free to walk, do what they want to do as long as they're getting some money. And they would walk by whoever at whatever time. No motherfucking dudes is around them except for motherfuckers trying to whatever. So what I'm saying is how could that be trafficking? How could it be trafficking? I ain't standing around them. I ain't making them do shit. Them motherfuckers ain't got no chains on their neck. They walking up and down the street, getting in and out of cabs. They doing what the fuck they want to do. But you want to say, I'm a trafficker. So what happens? All the money that gets spent on shit, that sex bullshit, is being spent on trafficking. And you're missing the real shit. I don't want you to catch no pimps, so I ain't saying what to do. What I'm saying is how people fuck you up with words. That's why you got to be a motherfucker conscious of what you're saying out your mouth. You don't want nobody taking something you're saying and misconstruing it with some bullshit definition they got. At least I don't. Shit. My thing is this, fellas. We never gave a fuck about how easy it was for this bitch or how difficult it was for that bitch. The only people that was affected by that was motherfucking punk-ass pimps. And because they know if the bitch ain't happy, they know if the bitch, you know, trying, she going to make some money. You know, and if you think it's better that these bitches get to ride and you got to stand out there or whatever, take your ass and get with that nigga. That's what I would tell her. And no telling what you motherfuckers would do today. I'm just saying, if you would stand up and make these women accept your standards, correction, get some fucking standards for these women to meet instead of being Rubbermaid and bending and twisting your whole life as a man, if you would stand up, you wouldn't have so many goddamn problems getting these goddamn fake-ass bitches. It's the same chance you take when you send your hoe, be it by internet or on the track. You guys never think of this, but there's a rich motherfucker just waiting to find a hoe to take care of. And all you motherfuckers lucky, because if that happened, you would have one MIA missing in action. None of you stand on the principle of having a hoe instead of her having you. Get at me. You motherfuckers need to understand. Shit I speak can be learned. You can fucking learn it. I'm gone.